Today is Friday, April 10th. Charles Chip Pardoon, 90 of Twin Bluffs, died March 24th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held tonight at 6 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home today from 4 until the time of service at 6. Charles Chip Pardoon, 90 of Twin Bluffs. Virginia A. Gina Jordan, 87 of Spring Green, died March 28th at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Spring Green Food Pantry or a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Virginia A. Gina Jordan, 87 of Spring Green. George W. Denman Jr., 65 of Richland Center, died last Friday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. George W. Denman Jr., 65 of Richland Center. Richard Dean Appleman, 71 of Lafarge, died April 1st at Amplify Health in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held from noon to 3 Saturday with a special prayer at 1:30 at the Vasateg Funeral Home in Lafarge. Richard Dean Appleman, 71 of Lafarge. Arthur A. Fettaplace, 83 of Dodgeville, died Wednesday at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held Monday at noon at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green with burial in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the River Valley Trap Team. Arthur A. Fettaplace, 83 of Dodgeville. Joanne M. Kisak, 91 of Reedsburg, died Tuesday at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at the Farber Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Burial will take place at 3:30 in the North Clayton Cemetery, Soldiers Grove. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the North Freedom United Methodist Church. Joanne M. Kisak, 91 of Reedsburg. Verlin Stowell, 72 of Gotham, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held next Friday, April 17th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Czech National Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Friday, April 17th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Verlin Stowell, 72 of Gotham. Ronald Edwards, 78 of Richland County, died March 26th. Funeral services will be held next Friday, April 17th at 6 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home next Friday, April 17th, from 4 until the time of service at 6. Ron wanted his life to be celebrated like a party. Bright colors being worn would be appreciated. Your presence and support mean the most. If you would like to honor Ron with a gift, contributions to the family are welcome. Ronald Edwards, 78 of Richland County. Elaine Millie Ryder, 67 of Blue River, died last Friday at home. A private graveside service will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Elaine Millie Ryder, 67 of Blue River. Veda J. Fauver, 74 of Blue River, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 25th from 10 to 1 at the Blue River Community Building. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Blue River Fire and Rescue. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Veda J. Fauver, 74 of Blue River.